This was one ship among several, or so I thought. In truth, I hadn't seen a porthole since we jumped into the screaming madness of the warp and fled the perfidy of the Horsan Warmaster. Whether or not the other craft was still out there, I didn't know. A few gunboats protecting bulk carriers packed to the gunwales with injured. Our pathetic little convoy stopped here and there to pick up other contingents of the similarly injured. I'd heard that some of the other vessels carried wounded space marines. Was such a thing possible, I wondered. It seemed fanciful that any of the Imperium's immortal champions could ever suffer something so mundane as a mere wound. And so, in time, none of us had the first clue as to where we were or to which points of the etheric compass we were headed. The only constant was the lamentation of the almost dead echoing through the cavernous wards as they fought nightmares in their sleep. That, and the sound of the engines. But after a time, I began to notice patterns. That's what I'm good at. I can see things. I don't speak of it much because it can frighten an unwary soul and anger others into rash action. People don't like what they cannot understand, and they tend to react with violence over all else. In the ranks of the Imperial Army, that violence can come by blade or lasbolt, so it is conducive to a man's well-being not to go looking for it. The patterns on ships like this, there's always a mix of the wounded, from those sad cases who would be better given the Emperor's peace, to the ones who are little more than malingerers. Not on this vessel, though. I saw that the injured here were all souls who could, if care were given, make it back to the front lines. In all the passage through the ship's labyrinthine interiors, I'd not come upon one that could not have been healed to fight another day. Those more needy or less likely to survive had been transferred off when we docked or made rendezvous with other Medicaid ships in deep space. The ones who replaced them had faces of familiar cast. You could see it in the eyes. Dallas and Lo Mund and the others here, every man we met along the way. I saw that same look staring back at me from the mirror. Not just the 1,000-yard stare of a soldier, not just that. A shared burden that none of us could talk about because we had all spent our lives denying it, hiding it,